92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A lot of you are still paying for TV service, cable or satellite, and maybe a streaming service. So what were the most watched TV networks of 2022? Netflix had 4 shows in the list of the most watched, but sports is still very much the driving force behind the majority of TV watching in America. In every age cluster from coast to coast, ESPN claims the largest audiences, and they drew 10% more audience in 2022 than they had in the previous 2 years during COVID. Personally, I don't get it, but you all seem to love it so much. There's also high interest in crime shows. There's something called Oxygen, which is an NBC Universal channel. They had a very healthy 10% bump in viewing last year, and the biggest gainer in 2022 was something called The Reels channel. That must be a movie channel which debuted around this time last year, because they had a 109% audience bump, and there's no other way that would have happened. There were some big failures in 2022, though. The primary broadcast networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox, all lost 10 to 15% of their audience. Then there was something called Comcast's Sports and Esports Division. They launched a channel, which they eventually turned into a video gamer-focused network, and they shut it down again in October. And having a really bad year already in 2023 are True TV, the Cartoon Network, the Travel Channel, gee, I can't imagine why, and oddly, even though I started this by talking about how sports dominated TV, the NFL Network lost 50% of their audience last year. What did they do wrong? I just watched Emily in Paris Season 3. I'm loving that. And I found another great show called The Sex Lives of College Girls. That's worth checking out.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.